But if you've been listening to the station for a week or so, you've noticed that we have new music beds. We have new traffic jingles and ticker jingles and beds. Gordo, we're going to have fun with our new music.
Yes, we are. These are, we laughed so hard at these yesterday. You know, it's not very often that a station changes out their imaging music and their beds for all their little features, their news and their traffic updates and their sports updates. But the Ticket finally got around to doing this. We had had our old package for how long? 10, 12 years?
12 years, I believe.
12 years. And so we get word that, hey, you know, the new Ticket beds are going to start here pretty soon. And then they were, of course, debuted here on this show, I believe.
Yes.
And it was very controversial because when someone's been listening to something for 12 years and then they're thrown a curveball with a new sound, everybody's like, what the hell's this? What's with that new ticker bed? What's with that new traffic bed? And I think for the most part, people are getting used to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that were chosen, I just thought there was only one of each version. Like, we have, here's your new traffic bed. Here's your new ticker bed. No, they were given a, Kat was given a choice. Kat is our boss, our program director. He would have like 10 to choose from. And so we have the rejected ones here. He's given us access to the rejected ones. And some of these are I don't understand why they were rejected. They sound just the same as the ones we're using.
Mm-hmm. Some you can definitely see why they were rejected.
And some it's a slam dunk as to why we rejected them. All right. You know, when we do live call-ins, like, you know, here's Mike Soroy appearing at a stop and go.
Mm-hmm.
And when he does a live call-in, we'll play a little intro for that. So I have a few here. Now, this first one, this is, if there's one thing Kat loves, it's a phasered voice over Charvelled music. Okay, so let's listen to this. Pretty simple. Oh, my God. What just happened? What just happened to everyone involved? Hold on a second. Sorry, this will be non-purple. I'll do non-purple. Okay, now here we go. Hold on. You hear that? You
yeah.
Hear the guitar? A little 80s sounding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now listen to the guy singing at the beginning of this.
The Ticket.
Kind of low, right?
Mm-hmm. The Ticket.
It's pretty serious.
Pretty serious. Now then, how about Kat gets to thinking, well, you know, why just say the Ticket when you can say something more?
All sports all the time, the Ticket.
So he's fitting in a little bit more there. And then Kat gets to thinking, well, if you can say a little something, why not go ahead and do a whole novel about the Ticket?
I love picturing serious musicians in a studio somewhere in Dallas cutting these for our station and having to really get into singing all sports all the time.
I want to know who this guy is that's singing these things. Because here's something that the P1s don't know, is that the majority of the jingle production in America is done right here in Dallas. This is like the jingle capital of the world.
Hmm.
And these were recorded here in Dallas
mm-hmm.
by a company from here in Dallas. So that guy probably lives here.
Yeah,
and
he may.
I wonder if he's a P1. And I think that the people who did these are pranking us with being so attitudinal.
Someone said it sounds a little bit like the Real Men of Genius singer.
It does. Wasn't he
the lead singer for Survivor?
Yes.
Yeah.
He sang
One
Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mark. Okay, here we go. Listen to this. This I believe this we're going to move to ticket tickers now.
Ticket, ticker.
So that's pretty simple, right?
Yeah, that one's not bad, actually.
Yeah,
but
what's wrong with
that one?
Didn't
make the final cut.
No. Here's another.
Ticket ticker.
That's pretty funny sounding.
So, then, Jer, can you play the one we went with? The ticket ticker one we went with?
The ticket ticker.
Close.
That sounds a little bit more depressed to me than these other ones.
Kind of like he's sad about going into the ticker.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ticker.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Okay, no, that wasn't real. That was slowed down to make it more dramatic. Chair? Okay, then how about this here?
I like the debut.
Now, that guy was on top of our antenna.
Play that. Can you play that one again?
Yes, I can. Hold on a second. I got to get it back to the beginning here.
Yeah, that sounds like during the concert, he's climbed up a mast, and
yes,
he's hanging off it, and it's his real dramatic moment. The crowd's going crazy.
It sounds more like a call for help than it does an actual radio station.
High water rescue.
Yeah, there's a high water rescue going on there. All right, then we get to... All right, let me get to this one. Sorry, I got a lot of these on my desktop here. Now, this one to me sounds depressed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Take care, take care. Yeah.
What's with that?
What'd you do?
He's down on his luck.
Yeah, that guy's not doing so well. I just...
Take care, take care.
That's visiting a guy in a flop house. All right, now this guy sounds in pain to me.
Ticket! Ticket!
Ticket! Ticket! All right, now we have three more here to choose from before we get to... Oh, no, now we move into... This is great. We got traffic now.
Yes.
These are the good ones here. All right, this is... This is called Traffic Vocal 1.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
What's wrong with that?
I like that one.
Wait, why aren't we using this one instead of ours?
Pretty close to what we want.
Yeah,
with.
Now, Jared, let's play the one that we decided to go with. This is the official one.
Just a second.
Oh, stand by.
Oop.
I'm gonna freeze up.
Uh-oh.
My bad.
All right, no, that's cool.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
That sounds like the one you just played, doesn't it?
Pretty close.
Yeah. But I think the one I played's better.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
Oh, yeah, it's a little more depressed.
Yeah.
More effective.
But it's more subtle. It's more subtle.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
I like
that. No, the one we got's good. All right, here's version 2.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
So that's the one we used. It sounds like that's version 2.
Yeah.
Some of these sound so close together. Here's version 3.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
Yeah!
There's more of an emphasis on stick it up
yeah.
in that one.
All right, now this one. Listen how whiny this one is. This could have been your traffic bed.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
Gosh!
Sounded like Weird Al.
I know. That's a parody of it.
You're sticking up your tailpipe.
And then here, I think this is the worst one of all time. This is our final one. This is something that I'm trying to lobby Kat to be used in our show only for the stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
Yes.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
So bad. All right, you ready for that again?
Yeah.
Wait, that's not it. Hold on.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
There it is. Yeah.
It's always amazed me.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
How these production singers can get so emotional about a sofa store or an air conditioning store or a radio station jingle.
That's what makes them great.
Yeah.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
Well, you know, this reminds me of the last time we switched over music, and this may have been maybe the first time we did it. You went in the studio, and this still makes me laugh every time
you
I hear this.
You need to let
no,
this go,
this is great.
Man.
Listen to this. This is the great Gordo at its finest.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And you know I got in trouble for that. like
because you're making fun of Laddie's
singers.
Yeah.
Our then program director, because he went in and he was so proud of that new jingle package we had.
Yeah.
And all those shouts. There were all these shouts of Ribby Paltz.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Mike Reiner. Mm-hmm. I mean, all this cheesy stuff. And so we used to have that return of the real guy singing a cappella. Real strained Sports Radio 1310 ticket. And so I did that. And like for one, I think it was on the Hard Line, and we ran those as if it was the new jingle package. And the laddie, our boss, got so pissed.
You're making a mockery of it.
You're making a mockery of it, buddy. You know how much we spent on that?
It's still great from time to time on the weekends. We're in network, and you'll hear that at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 1310. The ticket!
anyone visiting Dallas, right. Those are the ticket things. Is that supposed to be real? They're like, God, man, they chintzed on their jingle package.
Oh, man.
Sports Radio 1310. The ticket!
God, now that
is so high.
Awesome. All right, 8:50 on the ticket.